Odyssey Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sport.
And now featuring Melissa Makos, it's the Coach and Makos on ESPN Savannah Hilton Head.
Good morning, Savannah and the Low Country. And that's right, Hilton Head, because now we are ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head. And I'm Carl DeMasi, and it's the Coach and Makos. It's a little chilly outside, but I mean, she walks in with a Boston College shirt on, so she knows a little bit about the cold. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning, Coach. Yes, I'm embarrassed because it's only 50. I mean, it's 52 degrees, but definitely my blood is thin. So I'm a little embarrassed being that I'm from New Jersey. Lived in Boston, lived in Fargo, North Dakota, but it's all right.
I still got my shorts on. It's not cold to me yet.
Yeah, well, I guess my blood is thinned a little bit. Had a Snapchat from a friend this morning. He lives in Buffalo, New York. It's 17 degrees. I said, you can have that. I'll take my Savannah.
A 52. A little closer than that. I talk to my brother every Saturday morning up in Danville, Virginia, and it's 24 degrees up there in Danville, Virginia.
Ooh,
I'm glad here. I'm in Savannah, Georgia. Yeah. Might be a little cloudy and gray and no mist yet, but I'll take it.
But you know what? It feels like football season.
It is football season.
And that's, you know, you get that nostalgia, and sometimes it's hard here down south because it's so hot all the time that you don't realize that you get that feeling that, you know, tailgating at Giant Stadium and Gillette Stadium where it's nice and cold and you get your hot chocolate. But down here we can wear our tank tops and shorts as long as we need to, but not today.
All right. Well, we talked about the weather.
Yes.
But I got to say this out there to everybody. Happy Veterans Day.
Absolutely.
Without these people, we would not be free. We would not be here talking on our radio. We would not be teachers. We would not be telling kids how we feel about certain things with freedom of speech. And, you know, I say this every Veterans Day. It's not the politician. Okay. It's not the lawyer. It's the soldier.
Yes, absolutely.
That gives us our freedom. And with all this stuff, and I'm going to rip them apart right now. I know I'm not, you know, maybe I'm not supposed to touch on this, but what the NFL players are doing is totally wrong.
Yeah.
Totally wrong. Because the flag represents, and I'm a child of a veteran who came home with two Purple Hearts, not one, who almost got his leg blown off in the Korean War, but it represents their blood, their sacrifice to keep the 50 states free of the United States of America. And, you know, if you were an NFL football player, I doubt anybody in the NFL is listening to good old Carl DeMasi, it's totally wrong. The flag is about our freedom, not about what cops are doing, not about what lawyers are doing, not about what doctors are doing. It's about what the veterans have done for us, the veterans that are alive and the veterans that have passed. I mean, I got to salute them, men and women that have kept us free, and that's what it's all about today.
You know, it's so amazing because some of the communities that I'm involved in, from the YMCA to Beach High School to CrossFit, there's veterans, there are soldiers that are currently serving, men and women, mothers and daughters, fathers and sons, and I have so many friends that are veterans that have gone through it, and I'm not from a military family, but living in Savannah for so long, I really feel like I've been entrenched in it, and having so many students that are students and children of veterans and current soldiers that are fighting for our freedom, it's very humbling, Carl. Very, very humbling. And, you know, the least I can do is I'll show you my shirt afterwards. And I, obviously, like our listeners, I have to remember listeners, not viewers.
You're not on TV now.
Can't see it, but I have a shirt that also honors and the proceeds go to veteran dogs,
right?
Which sometimes we lose sight. Also, I have a really
animals are a big part of it too.
I have a really good friend who has a dog that he trained and fought in the war with, and the company is I'd rather be with my dog, and it the money goes to helping veterans with PTSD and also helping these dogs find homes, and it's amazing. So we've got our soldiers, we've got our doggy soldiers, and you know, just can't thank them enough, and so appreciative. And like I said, it's very, very humbling to, you know, see our soldiers in and around, you know, the area, and just give them a hug, thank them, and you know, give them a kiss on the cheek, whatever it might be.
And let's give a big shout out right now, the man behind the scenes that nobody sees every Saturday for me and you.
Yes.
Cody Quinney.
Yeah, Cody.
Our producer, our board operator, Coney Quinney, veteran. Thank you, Coney, for your service. Because without guys like you, we wouldn't be here doing this. And I know you're out in the military now, but you've done your share. You've done your part. And I can't tell you how much we're proud of you guys, you gals that do this for us.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. And all branches, you know.
Let's go to the scoreboard. We're running out of time here because I know you and I can go off tangents and talk about different things for many an hour. So let's go to the scoreboard. Once again, the Falcons. Okay.
Oh.
Carolina Panthers, Julio Jones drops the winning touchdown in the end zone. They're 4-4. They lost to the Carolina Panthers last week, 20-17, had a 10-0 lead. Hey, but they take on the Ezekiel Elliott-less Cowboys tomorrow at Mercedes-Benz Stadium at 4:25. So hopefully without Mr. Elliott, the Falcons can get a win.
You know, that story in and of itself is just never ending.
Well, that's going to be our two national topics. We're going to get to that. So let's hold it to about 9:45.
You got it.
All right, let's go pro basketball. The Hawks.
The Hawks.
2-10. They had a big win during the week. They beat the Cavaliers, but what can I tell you? They lost last night to Detroit, 111-104, and they play tomorrow against the Nets at 3:30. So let's see what happens with that. And once again, we are your station for Atlanta Braves baseball, Atlanta Falcons football, Atlanta Hawks basketball, and, of course, UGA sports. And that's why we did not have last night an ESPN game day high school game of the week fueled by Enmarker, because UGA basketball opened up this season. So, all right, let's go to the colleges. What we got? Georgia Tech takes on Virginia Tech. Okay, the Hokies against the Yellow Jackets, 12-20 up there in the ATL. Savannah State, two wins in a row, but they take on the 10th-ranked team in the FCS, and that's North Carolina A&T, 1 o'clock in North Carolina. So hopefully the boys from over there at TA Wright Stadium can take care of business. Georgia Southern, 0-8, Wednesday night. Thursday night, dropped their game to Appalachian State, 27-6, and that was a heartbreaker. And today's oldest football rivalry takes place on the Plains in Auburn when the Dogs take on, now are they the Tigers or the Warhawks?
They're the War Eagles.
War Eagles.
When it comes to football, they're the War Eagles. Yes.
So just like when it comes to football, Memorial Day School.
Is the Blue Thunder.
The Blue Thunder, not the Matadors.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes.
So that's right here. It'll start 11:30, pregame kickoff. But after the Coach and Makos are over, you'll get a half an hour of the explosive recruiting show with Jim Johnson and Calvin Wilson. They do a great job highlighting our kids that are getting recruited. And, of course, then we kick off with the Bulldog pregame show. And at 3:30, it's kickoff time.
At Jordan-Hare Stadium. If you've ever been there,
okay.
What a monument.
And that leads me into, I blew that one. We forgot to introduce our guest because we're so into talking about Veterans Day. But, yes, the lineup for today. Segment number two, Fitness First with Makos. She brings in somebody in that's in the fitness world, and they talk about their accomplishments, what fitness has done for them. And our guest today is CrossFit hyper-performance coach, also teacher, Heidi Schaffner. Okay, then we'll get into segment number three of the first hour. We'll talk to the Sports Council's new director, Robbie Wells. Then we'll take two trending points to end out the first hour. We'll talk about, of course, Mr. Elliott and his saga, and, of course, what's going on here locally. Then in game number two, hour number two, we'll come back, talk about scores, news, and once again, go off and get off on a tangent and kill time. But we're not really killing time because it goes so fast. Then we got the Weatherston Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. This kid was nominated for 2 weeks ago against Savannah Christian, where he ran for 175 yards, two touchdowns. Last night, 229 yards, three touchdowns in a playoff game against Stone Rock. And that's Calvary Day School running back Jalen Leary. And then, of course, we'll have back on our guest again.
The coach.
It's the coach. We're talking Georgia Bulldog football, and he's barking about the Bulldogs because he is a former Bulldog, Kevin Jackson, and then we'll close it out. All right, let's go to the scoreboard. Let's go to last night's football games. All right, well, first of all, we're going to skip the football games. We'll give you that results later on. All right, let's talk about scholarship signings. Let's give some kudos out to these student-athletes. Here's the roll call. Sarah Daniels signed with St. Louis. She's from Calvary Day School, St. Louis University, for volleyball. Sarah Daniels, Calvary Day School, volleyball, signed with St. Louis University, the Billikens. Shelby Barfield, now this is right up Melissa's heart here because she is a former college softball player, from Bryan County. Shelby Barfield signed with Georgia Southern.
That's impressive.
Okay.
Way to go, Shelby.
Haley Dickerson from Effingham County, softball player, signed with Georgia Southwestern University, or the Hurricanes. I don't know how they're the Hurricanes in the middle of Georgia where there's, you know, we'll get to that later on. Okay. Richmond Hill had two girls signing. Mowdy Grouch signed with West Georgia softball. And last night, Adriana Garrett signed with Charleston Southern last night. So she'll be our guest next week. Our athlete of the week will be Adriana Garrett. So Melissa's pretty excited about that. Jenkins softball player Jesse Barry signed to play with Georgia College and State. All right, now we get into baseball. Benedictine had three baseball players sign. Walker Barlow signed with NC State.
Ooh.
Johnny Richardson signed with West Point, the U.S. Academy.
Wow.
Garrison Gunby signed with LaGrange.
Nice.
Islands High School baseball player Cole Newman signed with Georgia College. And then the G-Cats, the Georgia The Georgia Coastal Aquatic Swim Team had two of their swimmers sign, Harrison Wehner and Dylan Hall. Wehner signed with Utah and Hall signed with Florida State.
Ooh, Seminoles.
So, and I'm just going to give you a quick rundown. Who won last night? So, you know, BC won. They'll be playing the second round at home next week. Jenkins won. They'll be playing second round at home next week. All three private Class A football teams won. Calvary won over Strong Rock Christian. Savannah Country Day won over Brookstone. And Savannah Country Day beat Brookstone. And Savannah Christian beat Hebron Christian. They're going to be all on the road. And, of course, Melissa?
Yes.
Okay, five times in the last eight years, this team has made it to the championship. The Memorial Day School
Blue Thunder.
They'll be playing for a state championship next Friday night, 5:30 at Mercy University against Robert Toombs, already played this year. So I figured you'll be excited about that one.
Yeah, Mark Sussman and Michael Thompson really have it going on over at Memorial Day School. It's 27-20 against Briarwood. I got Blue Thunder all the way again. Get them another ring.
You're going to get your T-shirt out, and you can go call the PA like you used to do at Garden City Stadium for them.
Yeah, I got in trouble for that because I was definitely a homer for Memorial Day School, but that was fun. I had such fun with that.
All right. We spent a little more time talking about Veterans Day. To the veterans out there, God bless you. Thank you for what you have done and what you are doing for us. Do we consider them a veteran even though they might be in military service right now, or they have to be retired?
I think they have to be retired, but I don't care. I don't care. If you're retired, if you're still in, you're still amazing, and we love you.
So we got a great line coming up. We're going to talk to Heidi Scheffner in the first segment of our show, Fitness with Mako. She's going to introduce and talk to a lady who fitness has changed her life. So it's not just all about talking about sports. Sports and people, sports plays a big impact on people. So we want to talk about that. Remember, you can listen to us at ESPNCoastal.com. So we're streaming live on your computer. We're also streaming live, or we're on live on your smartphone. Is there a special word for that? I mean, you know all the words. Is it lit, Gucci?
On fleek? I don't know.
I don't know.
I say it all wrong and I get laughed at by my students,
right.
But that's all right.
I heard a new one, truant, I don't know what it is, but anyway, we're on your smartphone on the ESPN Radio mobile app. Just download it, go to the headphones, go to Savannah Hilton Head, you can listen to us there, and we're on TuneIn Radio at WSEG Savannah. So once again, it's the Coach and Mako's coming up, Fitness First, with the Mako's and Heidi Scheffner. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah and Hilton Head. Cody, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for you doing to us today. Take us away, buddy. Pay some bills.
Now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio with Melissa Mako's.
And welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report with the Coach and Mako's. And Melissa's been on now for almost a month now, believe it or not.
Wow.
She also got me to go do a remote last week out at the Rock and Roll Marathon. I do appreciate that, and that's why I brought on somebody else to give me new ideas. And, you know, she's a fitness freak now, fitness beast now, because she's spinning, she's weight training, she's got people involved. Everybody knows her. I mean, we're sitting on the corner of Oglethorpe and Price, and I'm telling you, masses of people are coming around. I'm painting a picture. Hey, Melissa. It's like you knew everybody. You were the mayor.
Yeah, right. That would be lovely. I'd like that paycheck, but I don't see that happening anytime soon, but I'll stick to my day job.
Okay, and why not start it off first with Fitness First with Mako's? This is when she brings on a special person that fitness has changed their life, has helped them deal with serious illnesses or injuries, and this next lady also happens to be a teacher.
Yes.
Which is great, okay? She teaches at Jacob G. Smith. But anyway, her fitness journey has been unbelievable. She's a CrossFit level one coach. She's an inspiration to everybody. She's shaved the head for charity and breast cancer awareness. And once again, she's over at CrossFit Hyper Performance. Joining us now live on the ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, Savannah Smiles Mobile Hotline, is Heidi Scheffner. Heidi, thanks for coming on.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Well, you know, this has been, I mean, it's great meeting these people and talking to these people that Melissa knows, and it sounds like so much fun, and I've been doing this for a long time, and, you know, sports helps us with a lot of situations that are going on in our lives, and it's really special to hear people that have taken sports to the next level, not just winning games or winning tournaments or competitions, but to help them, inspire them to change their life, and Melissa?
Yes.
Here's Heidi.
Yeah, Carl, you talk about changing lives. Heidi, your life changed back in 2015. Tell me your story. Tell me about the world's greatest boot camp. Tell me how you got involved in your fitness journey.
Well, I'm a teacher, so I knew the kids of Drew and Jen McKenzie, who own High Performance Athletics, and they knew I was going through I'd gone through depression. I was diagnosed with severe anemia. I'd actually tried to run the rock and roll and had a panic attack because I couldn't complete it and had to get picked up, which just, I thought my life as an athlete was over. And they introduced me to the world's best boot camp, and I thought, CrossFit? No way, I can't do that. I'm overweight. I'm almost 50. I just can't. And they showed me through the teamwork and everything there that I could. And I was capable of so much more than I ever thought I could do at my age and at my condition. And it's changed my life. I got off of medications. I'm no longer anemic. And it inspired me to the point where I wanted to inspire others.
Yeah, not only are you inspiring, you've inspired me. You and I did a competition last year called the Cobble Games, which is where you're at right now. And although many people are like, well, you know, why are you not competing? Well, you're not competing because, number one, you've become a CrossFit level one coach, and you're also volunteering. So CrossFit hasn't only helped you with your physical fitness journey, but your mental journey as well. Tell me a little bit about the Cobble Games, and then we'll get back to your journey.
Okay, well, Gobble Games is a CrossFit competition here at High Performance Athletics that has been going on for 6 years. We call it the Gobble Games because it's, you know, close to Thanksgiving. We have to go with some theme for turkey and stuff. You got to earn that turkey. And so, like, this year they have teams of two, one male, one female, and you can either compete at a scale division, which means some of the workouts change for you, or you go into RX, which means a little heavier weight, a little more challenging workout. Excellent. And right now it's been really fun to watch so far this morning.
And you guys are at High Performance. Where is High Performance if people want to go out and watch
High
these
Performance
gobble games?
Is on 70th Street. It's 904 70th Street. It's at the corner of 70th and Sutliff. So if you're know where Baker's Pride is, we're a little behind Baker's Pride.
That's awesome. Yeah, I encourage everybody to go out, check out the Gobble Games. And now, Heidi, if you were to give any advice or encourage somebody to try CrossFit or try this journey that you've been on, what advice would you give them?
I'd say do it. There's no limit to what you can do. The awesome thing about CrossFit is the coaches can scale everything to your ability. I injured myself actually moving something at school, not doing CrossFit, and they have been so awesome in helping me to continue my CrossFit journey in a safe way so that I'm not injuring myself more. They have, you know, on-ramp classes and things that you can come in one-on-one, and you can do a fundamentals class to really learn what to do. And all the coaches are here as your friends and your coaches, and everyone here is my family. So,
you know, we talk. We talk about the CrossFit community. I work out at CrossFit Steadfast. You're at CrossFit High Performance. There is competition when we get into competitions, but CrossFit as a community, as a whole, is just, you know, people joke that it's a cult. But what has CrossFit done for you in your life, and how has it changed your world?
It's changed my world because it's given me a whole Savannah family. I, you know, I live far away from my family, and I have, you know, people, coaches here and athletes here, I consider my Savannah family, and I wouldn't change anything. It's, you know, I was depressed. I wasn't leaving my house, and now I have a place to go. I have a tribe to support me if I need help or support me in anything I do, including I did a powerlifting competition, which, you know, at 52, I thought, what? Powerlifting? You know, all the things that they've brought into my life, and I want to bring them into other people's lives by doing it too.
That is absolutely amazing. I have got some of your pictures from your powerlifting competition. Community, charity, and all that High Performance does to give back. I've been out to High Performance for the Barbells for Boobs charity event. Just talk about some of the things that you guys do to give back to the community.
Well, I mean, even right now we're having, you know, canned food drive. We've got angels that we're doing from angel trees from the hospital for kids who need it. We donated school supplies at the beginning of the school year. Anything anybody needs around here, they do it. When I did the March of Dimes, St. Baldrick's, they supported me to the point where I raised $2,000 for childhood cancer research. So, you know, you ask and they give. It's one of the most generous communities in town.
Let's rewind 2015 to today, almost 2018. Did you ever imagine that this is where you would be right now, coaching, volunteering, shaving your head, all
no.
of this? Did you ever imagine that this is the path your life would take?
No. Before I stepped into it, I was really almost certain that there could be worse things going for me, that I'd be sick, that I'd be in the hospital, that my health would just continue to the downward spiral. And it really did just completely flip the switch and change my life.
So physically and mentally, which part of your life has really benefited from your fitness journey?
Mental more than anything. Physically, you know, that can change in a heartbeat what you can do if you try, but the mental switch needs to flip that says, I can do this. There's no I can't when you walk in this door. It's an I can.
I know Drew and Jennifer McKenzie, who own CrossFit High Performance, are salt of the earth people. I absolutely love them. They have, you guys have classes that people can come in and try. Tell me if somebody's interested in going to High Performance, how can they get involved? How can they start on their CrossFit journey?
Well, you can come for a one-on-one that's like an assessment of what your level is. If you've never done CrossFit before, we have what we call small group fundamentals, where you come in to a small group, you're coached almost one-on-one to learn the skills. You talk about nutrition, everything like that. If you're a CrossFitter from out of town, you come in and do that one-on-one, and you can jump into the classes. If you really don't feel comfortable working in a group, you can also come in and do one-on-one coaching for as long as you want to do. So all these things are offered and available to anybody who wants to try it out. Plus, we have Bring a Friend Day. The first Saturday of every month is First Saturday Friends Fest, so people can come check it out.
I've done that. I've done Bring a Friend Day. That's awesome. So
She's trying to get me to come.
I am. So Gobble Games
I'll get both of you guys to come.
Gobble Games are wrapping up today. You've got some events going on at High Performance, and then you've got something going on at the Chatham County, at the Chatham Aquatic Center. If people want to come out and watch, what's the best event for them to come see?
You know, it's going to be interesting. The last event at the Aquatic Center is a little triathlon where they're going to be rowing and then swimming and then running. So that might be kind of interesting to watch. But, you know, really anything you want to come see. We're out here till 2, and then we move to the Aquatic Center. There's going to be a guy doing a jump rope demonstration at 10:45 that ought to be pretty special too.
Oh, that's awesome. I wish I was out there. I was joking with you that, you know, it's a male female team. Story of my life. Have trouble finding men not only to compete with, but in my life. So I was joking around, but you know, absolutely get out there, go watch these Gobble Games, and don't be intimidated. It just the hardest part for me was walking through that door. Heidi, you are absolutely amazing. You are an inspiration, and I encourage everybody to go to our ESPN Coastal.com webpage, the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. Check out Heidi's story, and we thank you for coming on and continue doing what you do, because you are a rock star and a beast.
Well, thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on, Heidi.
Bye.
I mean, it's just a great story. I mean, you know, people that can get involved in this, and I know you're bugging the heck out of me, and I need to do it because I coached my first game the other night, and I was hurting the next day, and that's because I'm a little bit out of shape, and I know that from being a health physical education teacher. You know, you got to get your body moving, muscle moving, but just what a story, just a whole total transformation, and the key was the mental change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have to be honest with you. I went to spin this morning. I didn't teach this morning. I took Jody Luther's class, and she's going to come on this show, I promise you, and you want to talk about an inspiration, but I took her class, and you know, it was a rough week for me.
Right.
You know, I smile through everything, so it's hard to tell when I'm kind of
always
down,
smiling.
I you know, going to her class and just spinning in her class and just kicking my own butt. It was very, very therapeutic. That's a text message I sent to my friend, therapy. And for Heidi, just to hear her story, and it just goes to show that anybody can do it. You know, and we're not ashamed of our stories. You're not going to look at me and say, oh my gosh, she's in such good shape. No, I'm not. But mentally, when it comes to CrossFit, and when it comes to working out, and when it comes to this fitness journey, those endorphins, it's free therapy.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, isn't it Mr. Aristotle said that the mind has to be improved by what the body can do too? So it's mind and body. It's not just the mind.
Yeah, absolutely. My dad used to tell me that, you know, pitching in softball and sports is 75% mental. And, you know, I totally agree with that. Obviously, you got to get out there and do the hard
work. Get out there and do that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, next guest, you know, is going to come up and take a different angle. He's thrown into a new job. Okay, he's in charge of the Savannah Sports Council. The new director will be talking to Rob Wells. So you're listening to the Coach and Makos on the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here live on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head. Cody, take it away.
Now back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio with Melissa Makos.
And today's show is right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head. And I'm Carl DeMasi. I'm the host with the co-host. It's the Coach and Makos. Melissa, having a lot of fun?
I'm trying to get my Snapchat going, but it's not refreshing. So stand by for that, our Snapchatter friends.
Yeah, well, I'm not very good at Snapchat. I can do Twitter and Facebook, but the Snapchat, the Instagram stuff, I'm still learning how to do it. I mean, plus, you know, there's just so much stuff going on during the show. I can't add another one. So we'll leave the social scene to you, Miss Social Butterfly.
You're all over the Twitter, though. That's awesome.
Well, that's easy enough. I mean, I learned from a good guy, Charlie Kay, the guy that runs the whole show. So he gave me some hints, and it works all the time. But you know what? We got a new guy in town.
Wrong.
Okay, a guy that has a lot of responsibility because the Savannah Sports Council brings in great events. He's already got one under his belt. I guess he was here for like a week and he got thrown into the Rock and Roll Marathon and we were out there at the corner, Oglethorpe Price. Unbelievable event. And, well, let's meet the new guy in town. He's joining us on the ESPN Radio Savannah Smiles mobile hotline, and that's the new Savannah Sports Council director, Rob Wells. Rob, welcome to Savannah and welcome to ESPN Radio.
Thank you and good morning.
So how's it going? New guy in town. How'd you wind up in good old SAV, or as the kids like to say, the 912 or the Seaport?
The 912. That means you're cool if you say the 912. That means you're Gucci.
I guess a lot of answered prayers and a lot of good luck. you know, it's an amazing place to live. We've been here 3 weeks. We love it. It's awesome. You know, the bridge run was incredible. And excited to get into the Savannah Invitational next week.
So your first go at it was with the Rock and Roll Marathon. I mean, what an event to come to and to really hit the ground running, pun intended. How was the rock and roll for you?
Well, it was great. I finished the marathon in the back of the truck, which was exhausting. So.
Well, we were right next to a medical tent. You never came and saw us. That was good.
Yeah, that was awesome. You know, you got some pretty big shoes to fill in. Ben Wilder, you know, he was at the position for 10 years. What are your expectations and what are your goals for being in the Savannah Sports Council, tourism and getting things going under your regime?
Yeah, and Ben did do a great job, you know, in his 10 years here, laying the groundwork for, you know, the success they had and where we can go from there. The first year we have, you know, four of our own events that we own: the Savannah Invitational, the End Market Bridge Run, the Savannah Tire Hockey Classic, and the Publix Women's Half Marathon and 5K. So, you know, through the first year, we're gonna, continue to make those events successful and grow them the best we can, and then, you know, look. After each event, look at ways to grow them and enhance them, and along the way, look at new events we can create or bring into town.
Now, you know, as far as being the director of the Savannah Sports Council, and, you know, Savannah is one of the most visited cities in the Georgia and in the United States. Any special events that you might bring in, something different than we get every year?
Nothing that I could, you know, say right now. I think there's a lot of potential, especially with the convention center. There's a lot of, you know, gymnastics, cheerleading, martial arts events that could take place there. And, you know, we have an exciting youth volleyball event that will be there in February. So I think there's a lot of potential with the convention center. I think we have, as I'm sure all you and all your listeners know, you know, the bananas are
yes,
quite a unique thing that Savannah has, and I look forward to their season coming up in the summer of 18. So, you know, I think I'm just, you know, just learning, just getting my feet wet, but I think there's a lot of great potential here, and it's in an awesome city with a great community.
And I know you got an event tomorrow, which not a lot of people know about, and that's the Savannah Clovers Football Club taking on the Coastal Outreach Soccer U23 team. I mean, soccer's been big here in Savannah, and you got two great new facilities that have one has lights, one does not have lights yet, and that's, of course, the two new fields that were put down, the turf fields, one at Daft Park, Morris Field, and the other one, the Jug Knight Field over there off of Skidaway. So tell us about what's going on with the soccer.
That's something I haven't gotten into yet, but as we all know, soccer is the biggest sport in the world, and it's growing at a rapid pace here in the United States, despite the men's recent showing, the men's national team. But
all right, you're bringing up a sore point right there, right?
Right, but you know, I've done a little bit of research on the Clovers, and you know, I look forward to meeting those guys as well.
All right, another big event that they started last year was that Savannah Invitational. Top-notch Division I basketball programs coming in. What can we expect out of that?
Well, you can expect to see some great men's and women's basketball. We got on the women's side, we have six great teams lined up. Of course, the Florida Gators coming to town, so encourage all the Bulldog fans to come out and cheer for the team they're playing against. But you know, then you know, we got Wright State, Richmond, Providence, as well as some other great programs. And on the men's side, you got two NCAA tournament teams from last year, Kent State, and then UNC Wilmington, just up the road about 4 hours, as well as Loyola out of Chicago, and you know, some great basketball. So, you know, tickets are very affordable. It's a great family event. If you got family in town for Thanksgiving, you know, have some turkey, come out Thursday night. Savannah State is playing Florida at the 7 o'clock game. So come cheer on the Tigers against the Gators. And then Friday and Saturday, the men's action starts. So it should be a lot of fun.
No, it sure is. And Savannah is a basketball town, and a lot of people will be supporting this event. And it's big time. And new floor over there at the Civic Center, that was a big thing that they were working on to get these teams to come in. So that's pretty special. Have you ever experienced any hockey?
Funny you say that. In college, I was our team manager for our club hockey team. So I've been around a little bit, never was a player. But being from Ohio, from the north, I know a little bit about hockey.
Yeah, that's another big one, the Savannah Tire Hockey Classic. And like you said, it's club hockey. But, you know, being a northerner like you, coming from New York, Long Island, and, of course, Melissa from Jersey, watching the Devils, the Islanders, the Rangers, I expected something really big when I first went there. But over the years, this has evolved into a pretty good tournament. And plus, you got a lot of rivalries.
Right, and that's the fun part about it. You know, it's four teams that are from close by with a large alumni base, so especially the Bulldog fans, you know, they're out there in full force. They're always the hometown favorite, but it just creates a fun atmosphere. You know, usually Saturday night's a sellout.
It's always a sellout when you have Georgia, Georgia Tech, and Florida, Florida State.
Right. Yeah. So it's a good time. Savannah Tire has been a great supporter of the event throughout the years, and that's an event I'm really excited to be a part of here in a couple months.
One of the things, Rob, about the Savannah Tire Classic is it's not only athletics, but it's also a huge social event. I've gone every year, and it's not just about, hey, if you're into hockey, you need to go to this. But how would you encourage people to go that have never really seen hockey before or have experienced it maybe once or twice? Because, you know, I'm a hockey person, went to Boston College, you know, national championships. We can get
Harvard
another time, but it is a social event as well.
Right. It's more than just the on ice. You know, it's the social atmosphere behind it as well. You come out with your friends, take some clients out. We have some great sponsors throughout the week. And, you know, it's a fun time. It's a family event, but it's also a, you know, fun time for the adults to get out and then, you know, have a beverage or two and just enjoy the atmosphere.
Well, Rob, I appreciate you coming on Saturday morning. I know you've only been in the position for almost 3 weeks, and we're throwing some tough questions at you, but I look forward to meeting you, and thanks for getting us on that rock and roll marathon, getting in there with Jonathan, and once again, you got a great guy in Jonathan, too.
Oh, yeah, Jonathan's been around, too. He's a good little helper. He's amazing. Not even just a helper. He does everything. I see him everywhere, every event, every expo.
Yeah, he's done a great job. Extremely hard worker, extremely organized. You know, he knows the community well, and congratulations to him. He's actually getting married today.
Getting married today.
Oh, congrats.
So congratulations to him and his new bride, Elizabeth.
All right, Rob, I appreciate it. Can't wait to meet you. I know you've already met Kevin Thomas, the ESPN Coastal General Manager, so look forward to it. And once again, you're going to have a lot of fun in the good old SAV.
Yes, I will. Thank you. Thanks for having me on, and look forward to meeting you as well.
Anytime you got something you want to promote, just give us a call and we'll get you on.
I will do that.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
The new Savannah Sports Council director, coordinator, you name it, they do it. Rob Wells, and I wish him the best of luck. And just him and his, I guess, his wife, from what I could tell, not knowing anybody and just knowing the people who work, it's going to be, you know, I think I'll have a good experience.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, Savannah, you, like you said, you made a wrong turn and here you are. For me, people, how did you get here, Melissa? Well, I got a job. And so I came here and I'm still here.
All right, we're going to try and get two trending points in the world of sports, one national, one local, before we get out here in the first hour. You're listening to the Coach and Makos right here on the Call of the Masters Sports Report, all live every weekend on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head. Cody, you got the deal. You know what you're going to do. Take us away.
Now, more Carl DeMasi with Melissa Makos, WSEG.
And welcome back to the Coach and Makos. That's right, Coach and Makos live on the Call of the Masi Sports Report, all on that number one sports radio station in Savannah, Georgia, ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head. Glad to be back. I'm here with the Makos, and she is a shark on sports, shark on fitness, and that's what Makos means in Greek, right?
Shark, yeah, sharky.
All right, well, let's bite right into it, okay? We're going to take two trending topics in the world of sports, one national, one local. We'll break it down quickly before we get out of here, and we're going to turn two because we got another game to play.
We absolutely do. We've got a lot to talk about today.
Let's play two. Let's play two games. Okay, first topic. I'm going to throw this to you. You're over at second base, and then you'll throw it over to me at first base. Okay, I'm tired of hearing about Ezekiel. Help me out here.
Ezekiel Elliott.
Elliott. And what's going on with the saga with him beating his girlfriend and him trying to beat the system? You take it first.
It's very difficult, and there's a fine line, especially when it comes to domestic violence, because I have an opinion on it, and I also have, you know, personal ties to it. My sister-in-law is a huge advocate for domestic violence awareness in New Jersey. I swear she is going to be a senator one day in New Jersey with all the work and campaigning that she has done for domestic violence awareness and, you know, that rape culture and all that stuff. And, you know, it's impacting his sporting world. It's impacting his life. It's impacting everything. And they just appeal. He appealed and appealed and appealed. And now he's suspended for Sunday's game. And so it's an ongoing saga. I'm sick of it.
I'm tired of hearing about it.
I am too.
I mean, I want to listen to sports radio and I want to listen to the positive things. I don't want to, you know, national sports radio. Why do we have to keep on dwelling on this? And the Colin Kaepernick thing too. Mm-hmm. Okay. He chose to disrespect the flag. Now he's paying the consequences. That was his choice. He's in America. He's free. It's Veterans Day. Somebody let him do that. Well, enough's enough. I don't want to hear about it anymore. That's my personal opinion. And you know what? If you're a guy out there, you might not like me, but real men don't hit girls. And I don't care who you are, whether it's your girlfriend, your wife, your aunt, your uncle, your aunt, your sister, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. You don't hit girls.
Well, you know, and the crazy thing is that, you know, you've got that fine line between, you know, Roger Goodell making rulings and then you've got the legality of it as well. And so, you know, people are coming down on Roger Goodell. You know, he needs to suspend him. He needs to do this. He needs to do that. Just like with the Deflategate, all that stuff. And that's why it's constant. Let's let the courts deal with it.
Right.
And then obviously, I believe he should be suspended.
Now Roger Goodell is going to be fired because Jerry Jones don't like it. He was his biggest supporter. But Roger Goodell, I mean, it's mind-boggling. What does he make? $200 million a year.
You know,
and Jerry Jones is his boss. I'd keep my mouth shut if you give me $1 million or $2 million a year. I'll do the job.
I'll take $200,000 to do it. But yeah, it's, you know, it again, I think there needs to be some type of separation of church and state when it comes to the NFL and these legal issues. And that's why I like covering sports, because I don't have to get into that legal stuff.
Exactly.
And I want to cover what you do on the field. But if what you do in your real life is impacting you on the field, then that's where I start to have a problem. And so for Ezekiel Elliott, you know, bad decision. People make bad decisions all the time. Again, I don't want to get into the whole putting your hands on somebody, because there's so many different ways I can go with that. But again, I just...
Just leave it to me. I'll tell you how I feel.
Right. When your job is to hit people, you know, that's intrinsic. You know, so that might be just a natural reaction for somebody. But again, if you're in a relationship and it gets to that point, then there's something wrong with it. But again, I prefer to stay with what you're doing on the field. And obviously, you know, this appeal appeal. And so somebody just make a decision. It's the same thing with Tom Brady and Deflategate.
Exactly.
You make a decision. He was suspended 4 games for deflating footballs.
You hired the guy to make a decision. You hired the commissioner to run the NFL. He makes a decision. Live with it. His decision was to suspend the guy for 6 games. That's it. It's over and done.
Yeah,
but
everybody's
got to find something else. All right, we're going to beat this to we can talk this for hours. I know you and I can talk about this for hours because we both have a couple of different angles to go to. Okay, so that's how we feel about it. Enough's enough. All right, positive note. Now Melissa's over at second base. I'm waiting at first base. I'm going to throw this one to her. You got to love high school football. We're in the playoffs, but this story is so great, and they get no respect. I'll say it like I say it all the time. Yes, you can call me a broken record, a broken CD, a broken DVD, whatever you want to call me, but this school gets no love. Memorial Day School is playing in their 8th championship since 2008. Benedictine, great job. They're the defending state champions. I love what they're doing. Danny Britt does a good job. Jenkins, undefeated regular season, first time in school history, back-to-back titles. Savannah Christian, Savannah Country Day, Calvary, I mean, all the schools that have been perennial, but this, because I feel, because they play in GISA, the Georgia Independent School Association, they don't get much love. Well, Michael Thompson, I coached against him while he was a kid. The guy was phenomenal. I had a coach one-on-one against him, too, when he was a football coach. He's just a great guy in that program. Mark Sussman, the guy that loves the place. I mean, this guy bleeds blue and red or white, whatever. I mean, it's just a great story. And next Friday night at 5:30, they'll be playing for their ninth. They'll be playing in their ninth championship game. They're going for their 6th out of 9, game. It's their 8th game, so they're going for their 6th win in 8 games. It's just something special.
Yeah, Mark Sussman eats, drinks, and sleeps Memorial Blue Thunder and the Matadors. Not just football. It's every sport, whether it's softball, it could be ping pong, it could be bowling, it could be any tier one, tier two sport. It doesn't matter. Sussman eats, sleeps, and drinks it, and it's amazing. And, Michael Thompson, sometimes it gets lost in the mix. His skills on the basketball court, he can hoop, and he can coach hoops as well. I believe he's got some state championships in that sport as well.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, it's absolutely special what they're doing. And I don't care if you're playing 11-man football, 8-man football, 4-man football. It does not matter. It is not easy to win every game, especially when you've got a target on your back, especially when you've got people aiming for you and gunning for you, which Memorial Day School, they've got that target on their back, and they keep coming through, and they keep coming through and making it back year in and year out. There's something to say about this Blue Thunder program, and it's really impressive.
It's impressive, and they're local kids. That's what it's all about, giving these kids, and the local kid running the show, Michael Thompson, product of Savannah, Georgia. Yes, he went to Memorial Day School, comes back and does what he does, and I'll make this quick. Listening to Steve Spurrier, they're looking for a football coach. First thing he says, you got to bring back guys that went to Florida to get that program back where it is.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, we got about 20 seconds. We got hour number two, game number two. We got the athlete of the week coming in from the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic, athlete of the week from Calvary Day School. He had 229 yards last night in the first playoff game. He had 3 touchdowns, but he also was coming in for the game before that where he ran for 175 yards and had 2 touchdowns, and that's Jalen Leary. And then we'll talk to the big bulldog himself,
Kevin Jackson.
He's barking at the bit to talk about the oldest
rivalry. We're here to take care of you.
College football, and that's Auburn against Georgia, which you can hear right now. Well, it's the Coach of Makos. We'll be back for hour number two. Cody, I went over. Take us away.
This is the Carl Tomasi Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sport.
And now featuring Melissa Makos, it's the Coach and Makos on ESPN Savannah Hilton Head.
Good morning, Savannah and the Low Country. And, of course, now Hilton Head, which you can hear on what station?
92.7.
We are ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head. So we're here on AM 1400. We're here on FM 104.3. We're on FM 92.7 in Hilton Head. It's glad to be part of the island. And once again, it's the Coach and Makos on the Carl Tomasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head. Well, hour number one went really quick. And if you missed it, we got to thank Heidi Schaffner for Fitness First. Starts the show off every week with Melissa with Makos.
Yeah, she's awesome. She was just texting me. She's like, did I do okay? Of course you did, girl. You're amazing.
And we got to thank, of course, Rob Wells, the new Savannah Sports Council director.
Yes, Rob Wells has got some big shoes to fill in Ben Wilder, but he sounds like he's up for the challenge. And I'm excited to see what he's going to do here in Savannah with the local sports scene.
I mean, we got the what's the next event? Tomorrow you got the Savannah Clovers game over at Daffin Park.
Yes, and then the Invitational, the basketball Invitational.
Savannah Invitational. When's the NMOC bridge run?
December 2nd? This is the first Saturday in December.
December 2nd.
All I know is I'm running that bridge twice, and I'm a little scared.
You're going to be in time to do the show? Or are you going to come in all sweaty? Or are you going to be able to make it over and back and meet me somewhere down there?
Yeah, if I don't fall off the bridge.
We'll work on the logistics. So, once again, the Savannah Sports Council brings in a lot of people into the Savannah area for all these great events. Rock and Roll Marathon was last week. I was just simply amazed because it was the first time I was down there. I've been to the Tunnel of Tower Run with Jane Grismer and that great group that, supporting what happened with 9/11. But I didn't expect to see 18,000 people running all over the place. It was simply amazing.
Yes, the Rock and Roll is a special event. And, you know, the new sports council, Rob Wells, he said he was out there and what an experience. He said he finished the marathon in the back of the truck. That's nice. That's nice.
And, of course, we've got a great lineup for the second hour. We're going to talk about local news, local scores. And, of course, happy Veterans Day. Got to thank the veterans that have sacrificed their life or put time in to make us free. And, of course, Cody Quinney, our board operator, our producer on Saturday mornings, does a great job. We got to thank him, too.
Cannot say enough. Like I said at the top of the show, it's very, very humbling to be in Savannah, surrounded by all these veterans and all these people that are currently serving, not just Savannah. I mean, you go down to Hinesville, you go out to, you know, Fort Stewart, you go over to Hunter, you go everywhere. Over at Parris Island, you got your Marines. I mean, they're everywhere in and around here, and it's really hard not to notice them, because once you notice them, you just get that warm feeling in your heart for everything that they've done for our country.
Anybody that can put their life on the line, it's simply special. And coming from a military family, and God bless my father, may he rest in peace wherever he may be, 2 Purple Hearts, and I never knew what a Purple Heart meant. They were hanging, no exaggeration, they were hanging downstairs in our basement on his tool board, and he would never tell us what he did during the war and what they meant or anything like that. And I wish I had those medals. I tried to research through the U.S. Army records, and of course, 1974, they had a serious fire in St. Louis. They lost all those records, so I can't tell you where he was, what he did, but there was 2 Purple Hearts hanging on that board.
Yeah, but you have something even more special. You have that in your heart and in your memory, and no one can take that away.
Yep, and I will post that picture of my dad. And, of course, my father-in-law served in the Navy during the Korean War, John Annunziata. So a lot of people I know have been in there. Thank you guys for whatever you do and whatever you're doing now. You've done it for us, okay? Second hour guest, right after we get done talking about here, about scores and local news, we'll talk to the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. Last night, 229 yards, 3 touchdowns the week before. That's why 2 weeks before he was nominated for his 175 yards and 2 touchdowns against his rival, or the school's rival, Savannah Christian. And, of course, he ran for 175 yards, 2 touchdowns. That's going to be Jalen Leary, only a junior, so we're going to hear a lot of good things about him. Then we're going to get into, of course, the big game that you're going to hear right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hill, Ned, where you source for Falcon football, Braves baseball, Hawks basketball, but no other than Bulldog sports. And what big game, bigger game than it is? The oldest rivalry in college football, the War Eagle. Against the Bulldogs.
Yes, one of my good friends went to Auburn, and I know she's chomping at the bit. She's texting me right now, you better say nice things about Auburn. No, girl, no. Go Bulldogs. They're going to be, what, 10-0?
It should be.
It's
going to be a tough game, but we'll see what happens out there on the plains. Why they call it the plains, maybe Kevin Jackson can let us know.
Yeah, he can explain that.
All right, let's go to scoreboard. Pro football, where's your source for Atlanta Falcons football. Heartbreaker last week in Carolina. They go up 10-0 again. The Falcons go up 10-0 again. They can't hold on. They lose 20-17. Julio Jones drops a touchdown pass in the end zone with like 2 minutes going a game. Just a heartbreaker. A lot of close games. Some people say it's that Patriots jinx, but who knows? Let's see what happens. Okay, Makos, take it easy there.
I know.
Tom Brady lover.
Julio,
watch out.
The Julio Jones drop really kind of hurt my sister's fantasy football league this past week. So I know she was upset about that. So when she's sad, I'm sad.
I'll make it quick on the Hawks. We are your source for Atlanta Hawks basketball. They dropped another one last night to Detroit, 111-104. They're 2-10. College football, Georgia Tech takes on Virginia Tech, 12-20. Big game for both these teams, trying to get bowl eligible. Savannah State, 2 in a row. The Titans travel to North Carolina. They take on the 10th-ranked FCS Football College Series team, and that's in the North Carolina A&T Eagles at 1 p.m. UGA, like I told you, right here, 11:30. Get all your pregame stuff right after the explosive recruiting show with Jim Johnson and Calvin Wilson talking about the top recruits here as far as Savannah, Georgia, and the area go. And then, you know, they take on Auburn at 3:30. The game will kick off at 3:30 right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head. And, of course, Georgia Southern, another local team, taking it on the chin this year. They're not soaring. They're 0-8. They lost on Thursday night to App State, big rivalry, 27-6. So hopefully they'll get one. Savannah, the SCAD bowling team. Bowling teams, the men's and women's, have jumped up a couple of spots. The men jumped up 12 spots to 16th in the collegebowling.com's ranking. The women's team sits 12th. So college bowling here in Savannah, Georgia.
You don't want to see me bowl. Maybe I should go hang out with them. They could teach me a thing or two.
Well, I'm trying to get you a T-shirt here. So PGA, I got to mention this guy, Gene Sowers, former Savannian, now on the championship tour, did play on the PGA Tour, battled a life-threatening disease, battled back. He got the PGA Courage Award this year. You got to send out a big congratulations to Gene Sowers. And he's playing in the Charles Schwab Cup Championship, which is the end of the year for the Seniors Tour.
Yeah, he's won over right now. I mean, what an impressive story.
I mean, Brian Harman has off, and guys down in the PGA Latino American Tour, it's at the NEC Argentina Classic. Mark Silvis did not play, and Tim O'Neill missed the cut. All right, so let's go to scholarship signings. Here's the roll call. Out of Calvary Day School for volleyball, this all happened this week. Sarah Daniels signs to play volleyball at St. Louis University. I love the Billigans.
What's not to love? You're just a Billigan. That's just awesome.
It's a great nickname. It's a great mascot. So good luck to Sarah Daniels, Division I volleyball. Now here's softball, which is near and dear to my co-host's heart because she was a college softball player at Boston College. Okay, we got Shelby Barfield out of Bryan County. She's going to go play at Georgia Southern. Pretty special.
You know what's really cool is just looking at this list of softball players that have signed scholarships. And the Lowcountry, Coastal Empire, not very known for softball, but these girls we're starting to make a name for ourselves down here, and I'm loving it.
Well, I'm telling you right now, she smiles all the time, but if you were sitting here in the studio, I'm going to paint the picture, take somebody's smile and put it from ear to ear. As soon as I said softball scholarships, it's like it's all the way, I mean, it's unbelievable. The smile's just glowing, okay? Haley Dickerson out of Effingham County High School signed to play at Georgia Southwestern University. Richmond Hill had two girls sign. Maddie Grosch signs with West Georgia, and Adriana Garrett last night signed with Charleston Southern University, another D1 school.
Love me some Adriana Garrett. We're going to have her on next weekend.
Jenkins softball player Jesse Barr signed to play at Georgia College and State. We have our baseball kids signing at Benedictine. They had three players. Walker Barlow is going to play at NC State.
Major Division Wolfpack, yes.
Johnny Richardson is going to take his talents to the West Point Academy, the U.S. Military Academy. He's going to go to West Point.
That's impressive.
That's special.
That's really impressive, not just for sports, but for, you know, the whole aspect of West Point.
Exactly. Have you been there?
Yes.
Hudson on the rim? I mean,
I used to date a guy that went to West Point, and oh my gosh.
It's right on the Hudson. It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. It's beautiful.
So Garrison Gunby is going to go play at LaGrange College. Islands High School, senior pitcher Cole Newman is going to sign with Georgia College. And then we had two swimmers from GCATS, the Georgia Coastal Aquatics team, and Harrison Wayner and Dylan Hall. Harrison Wayner's sister Darby is at Utah.
And he's going to join her.
Utah. Okay. She's going to join her out there. And then Dylan Hall, he's homeschooled, but, you know, he swims for the GCATS. And if they're homeschooled, more power to you. And he's going to go swim at Florida State.
He's going to be a Seminole.
All right. I didn't do this last segment. I got to get this in. All right. And tell me to slow down, please.
Slow down, coach.
Okay. In the Class A private school playoffs, all three Class A private schools in Savannah, Georgia, go to the next round. Okay. Calvary takes care of Strong Rock Christian. I got to send out a big shout out to Mark Stroud. He recorded his 200th victory as a coach.
200
in football. That's pretty.
Yes, because if you think about how many games you play a year, 10 games, maybe a couple more. If you
believe the most you play is 15. You know,
I mean, come on, 100 games is impressive. If you're a basketball coach and a football coach, and now he's got 200.
Yep.
Ooh.
And the little engine that could, Savannah Country Day, 33, Brookstone 7, and Savannah Christian beat Hebron Christian 22-15. They're all going to the state playoffs. I'll post where they're going on my Facebook page. In Class AA, yes, it's a typo on my Facebook page. I do apologize. Benedictine did not lose 56-14. They beat Berrien 56-14. They'll be playing home next week. Jenkins keeps the roll. I mean, 10-0 during season play, 11 straight now. They hold on and beat Jackson 28-21. They'll be playing home next week. Now, a lot of teams went on the road and lost. There is one special team that went on the road and won, and I'll let Melissa do that at the end. But here we go. Windsor Forest travel to Westside Macon. Only lost 14-0. Pretty impressive. Peach County takes care of Savannah High 45-0. That's in 3A. In 5A, New Hempstead goes out to take on Bainbridge, loses 48-6. South Effingham goes out to Warner Robins and loses 30-14. In 6A, Effingham County went to Coffee, lost 42-32. Richmond Hill started out 7-0, lost their last three, but they played very respectful against the number one team in 6A, Lee County, losing 29-21. And the only road warrior to win
Memorial Day School, the Blue Thunder. Yes, representing the Seaport. Oh, my gosh. Memorial Day School, 27-20 at Briarwood. You know, and a lot of times you look at these scores and some of these blowouts are nice and everything, but when you play close games like that, that really gets your engines fired up, because when you play in close games, it makes you taste and hunger for victory even more so and puts that pressure on. So I think they're ready for next week.
Well, talking to my man Sussman, they were trailing in the second quarter.
Yeah.
They were trailing 20-7. They took the lead 21-7. Somebody got hurt. The center got hurt, tore his ACL, and the kids, the Blue Thunder rallied, and they went on, and they'll take on Robert Toombs, 5:30 at Mercer University next Friday night.
Stay champs.
Rematch of, I think, a week two, a week three game. All right, let's go over across the river, because we are covering now the Hilton Head area, South Carolina High School League playoffs. None of the four teams made it to the next round. Good season by them all. Gilbert beats Bluffton in Class 3A, 48-28. In Class 2A, Whale Branch, I might have that backwards. I have Whale Branch winning 42-21, but I'm pretty sure I typed it backwards. I'm pretty sure Batesburg, Leesburg won 42-21 over Whale Branch. I just got to stop rushing here in the morning. It's even when I'm typing, I'm rushing. In Skeezer, okay, PD Academy beat Thomas Hayward 42-34, and Buford Academy loses to Wardlaw in the eight-man football arena 58-8. Well, we got it all in there. Now we got to go to our next segment, which is coming up right after this, and that's, of course, the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week from Calvary Day School. The man that totes the rock, the man that runs. I'm telling you, I went to the game last night. All right, my son's home. My son's a Calvary graduate, Dom Damasi. And come on, Dad, we got to go watch him play. I haven't seen him play. He was just a man possessed. They couldn't tackle him. Four touchdowns, 229 yards. I could say that's a good night toting the rock, don't you?
I mean, it's all right, you know. And he walks in here, you know, not limping, not hurt. Looks like he's all fired up and ready to go. I would still be in bed. After a night like that, take me a couple weeks to recover from that. But, yeah, impressive student athlete at Country Day School for sure.
And that's junior Jalen Larry. You're listening to The Coach and Makos right here on the call of the Massey Sports Report, all on the radio, the number one radio in Savannah, Georgia for sports talk. And that's ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head. Cody, take us away.
At Calvary Day School, we want our students to be fully equipped on the cutting edge of academics, making a difference in our world. Your child will grow academically, physically, socially, and spiritually. At Calvary, it's so good to be able to say we are one school with one mission and one vision. Faith, academics, excellence, and building champions through Christ. Calvary Day School. We would consider it a privilege to meet with your family personally. Call Philip Lee, Director of Admissions, at 351-2299.
Now back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio with Melissa Makos.
And welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. And as you just heard my man Mark Douglas say, it's the Coach and Makos every Saturday morning right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head. And this is my favorite spot. When we bring a good athlete on, and I have to say student athlete, because these young men, these young ladies, I mean, they sign scholarships, so they're being looked at. It's something special. And this next young man was nominated for the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week last week, and I had to work him into the schedule. But 2 weeks ago against arch rival Savannah Christian, okay, and I'm going to correct my buddy over there. Melissa Mako said Calvary, it's Country Day, and I've been making mistakes. If you go to my Facebook page, I corrected the BC score. I got to correct the Whale Branch score. So we do make mistakes, and I know I go a little too fast sometimes even when I'm typing things, but this young man against Savannah Christian ran for 175 yards, two touchdowns, averaged 6.5 yards a carry. I mean, and last night I got a chance to go to the game, as I said, coming into this segment. My son Dominic went to Calvary, big Calvary fan, loves going home, loves watching the Cavaliers play. I mean, when he saw him run out of the tunnel, he was taking, what do you call it? Pictures on your Instagram? Can you do video on your Snapchat over there, Social Queen? So he was all excited. He said he missed. He wished he could put on the purple and gold again. This is a guy that's graduated like 7 years ago. So, last night, 229 yards and 4 touchdowns, and I got to watch the game. And he came off at one point. I thought he was a little hurt there. He got up a little limping, but he was back on the field and he did his thing. Last year, second team All Region running back, second team Savannah Morning News. He's got colleges like East Carolina and Liberty looking at him. This week's Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week from Calvary Day School. He's only a junior running back, Jalen Leary. Jalen, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for bringing me up here.
Well, it's a lot of fun, and you know, watching you guys play, and you know, I watch all kids. It's not just because of Calvary or Country Day or Christian or BC or Jenkins or Islands. I love watching local kids do great things, and it's something special. And you got a knack for running the football and doing great things. But last night, 229 yards, 4 touchdowns. Did you think that was going to happen in a playoff game?
I don't know. I just play. You know, I don't really think about the yards in the moment. I just
coach. Yeah, give me the ball and let me do what I got to do.
That's what it is.
So you don't think about the moment. Well, when did you pick up the football? When did you start playing football? When did you know that Jalen Leary could play football?
Well, I really started playing football about 4 years old, but I've always had a football in my hand, so it comes natural. I've been playing since forever.
Well, I mean, you run the ball and you're doing great things. They throw you the ball. They put you on defense. Little do you know that this is Ironman football at Calvary, because some of these guys go both ways. That means they're playing offense and they're playing defense. So he's a running back. He's taking a beating. Then he goes and plays cornerback, defensive back. That's the guy all the way in the back, and he has to give the beating. So what do you like most about football?
I just like the fact that, like, every play you got to go hard, you know, is that feeling that you get. I don't know how to explain it, man. You got to play in order to really feel it. I don't really know.
It's the competitiveness.
Right. I mean,
it's the aggression in you. You want to be part of it. Now, I didn't put this question out, but which one do you like better? You like getting hit or giving a hit?
Oh, I got to hit you. I got to hit you.
Nobody, so even when you're carrying the ball, you got
to
hit you.
Right. Nobody wants to get hit.
So, all right. You carry the football, you play defense, you catch the ball. I mean, just some of the moves last night. I mean, being an old football coach, you can't teach a player, an athlete, how to change movement, agility, go from a different direction to another direction. Pretty special. If I had asked Coach Stroud and the coaches over there, Coach Lee and the rest of the coaches over there, what do you think they're going to tell me? That what is Jalen Leary's best football skill? Is it running the ball? Is it hitting somebody? Is it cutting? Is it seeing the field? What do you think they'd tell me?
I would think they're saying, I don't know, I would say just getting after it. I know I like to get after it, and that's all it is. You know, if you put the ball in my hands, or even if it's not in my hands, we're going to get after it. That's all it is.
You're not going to shy away, eh?
Yeah, no.
No, no, no. You want to hit them with the ball, and when they have the ball, you want to hit them.
Mm-hmm. That's all it is.
Well, I'm telling you, you're very impressive last night. I've watched you for the last 3 years. So, last year as a sophomore, just seeing you run the ball for the first time was pretty special. Now, with any other sport, in school, with grades, you have to have a routine to your grades and get better on the football field. What do you do to prepare yourself to play football, the game of football? What's your routine to get better?
Oh, well, you know, you just got to work hard. So, like, at practice, you know, that's like another – that's you getting ready. So, at practice, we just going hard. And even not at practice, when you're at home, it's little stuff that you can do, like going outside and doing footwork drills and stuff like that. So, it's all about preparation. And that's all I do.
You're succeeding on the field to play, too. You're listening to the Coach and Makos on the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. We're at the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week with the running back, only a junior at Calvary Day School, Jalen Leary. Okay, any goals going into the season? Personal goals?
Well, I think one of my personal goals was hitting 1,000 yards, and I passed that. But other than that, our number one goal as a team is to get to the state and win that ring. So that's
I mean, you guys were there a couple of years ago. Were you on that team that made it back then?
No, I think it was in seventh grade.
You were in seventh grade, mm-hmm. So you saw that Calvary mm-hmm. could get there. So
right.
All right, so the man won his 200th game last year. I mean, he was at Toombs County for a long time, came to Calvary, left. Now back at Calvary, tell us about Coach Mark Stroud.
Oh, Coach Stroud. Oh, man. I think this might be one of the best coaches I've ever had. You know, he pushes you to be the best person that you can be, you know, and that's what he's really done to me. So, like, for an example, this is from freshman year, you know. I was running the ball the whole game, and I was tired. He was like, if you're tired, pat your helmet. And I was patting my helmet, but he sees something in you that, like, that you might not see. So he was like, keep going, because you can do it. And, you know, I went again, and I scored. You know, he pulls the best out of you, you know, and that's what I love about him.
He helps you reach the point where you don't think you can reach. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he's a good guy. Like I said, my son played for him, loves him. So it's just a great experience over there. So, you know, you love football. Do you get a chance to participate in any other sports?
Actually, I wrestle. Yeah, I wrestle. And I'm pretty good at that. I went 37-10 last year for wrestling. I enjoy that, but nothing's better than football.
Nothing's better than football. Okay. Any chance to do any extracurricular activities, like any clubs at school besides outside of football?
Actually, I'm part of the student ambassador. I'm a student ambassador. So, yeah, that's about it. You know, we helping around the school, and we help at open houses and stuff like that. But, yeah, that's about it.
I know, my co-host here is drooling to get on here. She loves talking to student athletes. So, it's the Makos' turn. Here you go, Melissa.
Thanks, Coach. Yes, you know my question. You know what I'm asking, right? Okay. So I'm a big proponent of being a student athlete, and I know that your academics probably come first, and I see your sister over here, your mom. She looks like she could be your sister. Just talk about the academics and how you balance the time management between academics and athletics, because you're an A student.
Well, it's all about discipline, you know, because that football, you getting home almost at 7 o'clock and you tired, you ain't gonna want to do it, but you know what you got to do. So, you know, it's all about discipline, you know, just pushing yourself. That's all it is.
I really like what you said about Coach Stroud, how he brings out the best in you. Do you find that he pushes you also in the classroom? Because a lot of the coaches, I know that I'm a teacher, and the coaches that I work with, they one of the first things that they ask me is, how are they doing in class? So does he make sure that you guys are on point academically as well?
Oh yeah, definitely. He always making sure that you in tutorials if you need to. He's always asking if you're doing good, and you know that's what comes first. And he really makes sure that you're doing good in the classroom first, because if you're not doing good on the classroom first, you ain't gonna be able to play on the field. So that's where it's at.
I have one more question before I give it back to Carl. Do you have any role models? Like, who do you try to, you know, whose game do you try to emulate? Who's your big hero on the football field?
I don't know. It's a lot of people I look up to. I don't know if there's just one. You know, I can't really pinpoint one. It's a lot.
Does he play for the Patriots?
No.
The man is a running back, defensive back. He's not Tom Brady, okay? So, you know, so hopefully he's Devontae Freeman for me, buddy. Okay, I know. We got a Patriots fan here, right? So, all right, so Calvary Day School. How long have you been at Calvary Day School?
3 years since freshman year.
And what does it mean to you? What does it mean going to school at Calvary Day School?
Oh, it means a lot, man. Calvary is one of the best schools ever, because, you know, it's helping me not to be, like, it's preparing me for life in the classroom, and you know, also it's teaching me about God and Christianity. So that's a real big thing for me, and it's really important for me.
I can attest to that, because when my son went there as a 10th grader, I had no idea when he graduated the faith that he gained by going to that school. And we're talking about the religion part of it, the faith, the knowledge of what with the Bible and the teachings. I mean, besides, you know, of course, athletics and a work ethic in the classroom, it's just something. I'm getting goosebumps thinking about this. All right. You told me that East Carolina and Liberty have been getting in contact with you. Any other? What's your future? Or which college do you really want to attend? What are you looking for? Because you want to play college football.
Yeah,
right?
Of course, I want to play college football. But and then it's what school best fits me, and not just for sports, but for later in life and what I want to do as a career job. So, you know, I don't really have one. It's a range of them.
Well, teacher, what do we give him on that question? That answer.
A plus.
You're the English teacher. So, all right. Quick question. After football's over, any kind of field you're interested in? Being a broadcaster or a TV personality like her, or a radio guy like me, or a teacher? What do you want to do after you finish with football and college and all that stuff?
A dream that I want to be. I kind of want to be an anesthesiologist. That's what I want to get in.
Nice. And be a doctor. You know, your mother over there has got a big smile on her face. So, It will help her. But, I mean, just a great job. And, once again, you know the man because his son plays football with you. Whoops. Dr. Bart Weatherington. Wow. This comes along with being the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic of the Weather. The Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. You got to love live radio, and I go too fast. But once again, for November 11th, Jalen Larry, Calvary Day School, great job.
Thank you. Appreciate
nice filing meeting. I've been watching you for the last 3 years. Do a great job. Keep it up, and you know, reach for the stars. You're going to do good things. You're going to make it.
Yes, sir.
So, all right, let's thank Dr. Bart Weatherington before we get out of here, okay, because the man has been doing it since day one. I've been on the air since 2010. Since day one, first show, Dr. Bart Weatherington has always supported our Athlete of the Week. Your back hurts, another body part hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. You just want to pick something up and throw it across the room if you can. While at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and, of course, achieve a healthier life. The Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic is now located at two locations in Savannah, Georgia, on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 329 Eisenhower Drive, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays in Pooler, Georgia at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart Weatherington for all your chiropractic needs. Next up, Bulldog football. That's right. Georgia Auburn on the Plains, the oldest college football rivalry in the United States, and this man took part of it. He's a former Georgia Bulldog, of course, a national champion with the Bulldogs, and that's the coach, Kevin Jackson. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to the Coach of Makos on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head. Take it away, Cody.
Back to Carl DeMasi, the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio.
You gotta keep them separated.
With Melissa Makos.
And that's what I call bed music, rejoining music with Melissa Makos, and the drums are flaring and everything's going. I mean,
bed music, that's more like let's jam.
Well, they call it bed music, background music.
Oh.
Okay, that's what they call it, okay? So, I know, you're TV, I'm radio. You'll learn. But this is our favorite, you know, once again, every segment's our favorite. But having this guy on every week, we had a good substitute last week, filled in Tim Geiderer from WTOC, which this man knows very well. But we got to talk about the Georgia Bulldogs. What a run they're having. So we're at our Georgia Bulldog talk with himself. Joining us on the ESPN Radio Savannah Smiles mobile hotline is the Bulldog himself. The coach, as I like to call him, Kevin Jackson. Coach, glad to have you back on.
Glad to be here, Carl, and really wanted to today, it being a special day, Veterans Day, I wanted to thank all the veterans for their service to this country, and any of them listening, we can't thank you enough for what you've done, and all these kids that aren't you know, standing up for the national anthem, I asked them to go out and see the movie Taking Chance. Mm. And I think it'll give them a perspective of all our veterans. And, you know, it is Veterans Day. And I just wanted to say, you know, we appreciate everything they do to start it off, Carl.
It's something unbelievable. You know, I'm a military kid. My dad, if he didn't pass away so early, I probably would have been in the military. And like I was telling Melissa the story, you know, two Purple Hearts hanging down on his workbench in the basement. Wouldn't tell us, you know what he told me, Kevin and Melissa, when I asked him what he did in the war? He told me he carried orange crates from one side of the road to the other. Mm. He wouldn't tell us what went on, where he was at, what happened, and, you know, the shrapnel metal still coming out of his leg every now and then. So just something special. But that's why we're here. We're free to do what we do. And
that's
what the flag means.
Yeah, I agree.
That's correct. And I think that's why, especially with Charlie and your impact with ESPN, man, what y'all stand for. You know, we high school kids not standing and doing that, seeing these pros do it, and there's no reason for it when our veterans have fought so hard. And there is a movie, it's called Taking Chance. If you have not seen it, you need to see that, and you never kneel during the national anthem again. Based on a true story.
Well, you know it as well as I do. We've been around for a while. Okay, before we get into the oldest football rivalry here in the United States, in the college football, what does the Plains mean when they tell, you know, I hear this, I've never understood, Georgia is going to Auburn and playing on the Plains. What is that? You've been there. What does that mean?
If you actually go back and look at history and look at, you had the Georgia, the 1892 when the rivalry started, you had the Georgia Goats, and the Auburn Plainsmen. That was the name of the mascot.
Wow.
Back in 1892. There's a great book called The Ghost of Purdy Field. And if you go back and read that, that's where that actually came from. They were called the Auburn Plainsmen, and we were called the Georgia Goats. And I think until the 1930s or 40s, thank God they changed the name. I hate to be the George Goat today. But it is the oldest rivalry, and it's a very, you know, I was fortunate to play in it twice. They just had the AJC ran a cover of, and I happened to be on there with Coach Dooley after we'd won it in 1982. But it's you know, it is what it is now. You know, Auburn's improved, and it's, but, you know, I don't think Georgia's going to roll over today. I mean, they're a different football team. And I've never seen – I got to spend some time with coaching staff yesterday morning in Athens, Georgia, and they really – I've never seen a coaching staff so fired up and ready to go. So, and they it's going to be a very physical contact game. I mean, you know, Auburn runs that smoke and mirror offense, I call it, and got to adjust to it. But Kirby, you know, he's seen it for years over with Alabama, so, you know, you throw a wrinkle in there. But I think today – you see Coach Chaney throw the playbook out there. I know a lot of plays I've seen in practice that I've never seen run in the game. There's a lot off play action. You know, you just can't let them get started, that quarterback over there with those short passes and, you know, that high-speed muddle offense. We've got to be ready to go on D, and, you know, we're getting the linebacker back this week. And, you know, you looked at the South Carolina game, they were very vanilla. They stayed in that zone defense the entire time. If you look at the time of possession and the actual yards, I mean, we really, really beat them soundly. But you saw very vanilla, you know, Mel Tucker defense. You didn't see a lot of blitz packages. I think it's going to be a different story today. You're going to see a really, really fired up Georgia team. I will say this: I'd played in three Sugar Bowls inside, and the two loudest stadiums I ever played in were in Auburn and Clemson.
Oh wow!
And that will be something that Fromm will have to deal with that he hasn't dealt with. But the beauty of that is, with the new indoor practice facility, see, they practiced all week, you know, with all that noise.
Nice.
And so prepared for it.
Now, Coach, I hate to play devil's advocate here, but, you know, Auburn typically plays up to the competition. And, you know, last year Georgia beat Auburn, kind of spoiled their season. Auburn has a chance to do the same this weekend today with a 3:30 kickoff. What are you thinking Auburn's going to come to the table with? And do you think Georgia is prime for the picking right now?
I don't think they're primed for the picking at all. I think this is the most close-knit group of guys that I've seen since our 80 championship team. I mean, you look at that team, man, they love each other. They hold each other accountable. It's about them. They know what's right at stake here. They don't have to, you know, they do everything in practice the right way. They're disciplined. And, you know, bring it on. I've heard that it's a lot of talk, you know, and you know, they're going to load the box. They've got great defense. They probably have the defensive line matches up right with our defensive line. So we're probably going to see up front the best defensive line we've seen all year, best front seven. They have two NFL corners that look really good on film yesterday. But you got to throw a lot of wrinkles in there. You know, they're going to load that box, and they're going to make today from – we're going to find out what Fromm's all about, because this is going to be a game where he's going to have to throw the ball, and we're going to have to win it. You know, our defense, get ready, because they're going to bring every blitz combination, max. I mean, they're going to be that's going to win the football game for us, I believe, is our defense today. I think it's going to be a battle for our offense because our defense is playing so well. But at the end of the day, I think that this team is resilient. They remind you of champions. They practice like champions. You look how hard they worked. You know, Carl, you remember our first show? I told you, man, it's going to take 6 to 7 games. Our defense will carry us.
Yes, you did.
Then our offense is going to come around. And what you look for in a team, and a great team, and a great coaching staff is, does your team improve every single week? And yes, we have. Look what Pittman's done with the offensive line. Look what Cooley has done with our wide receivers. I mean, this all took place in a year, a lot of coaching and playing a lot of young kids. And, you know, at the end of the day, and I preach physicality all year long, we're physical, we're fit, and, you know, we get them in the fourth quarter, man, that's when we're gonna take it to them. And I think that we come out of there with a win. and then we move on from here. But this is definitely will be all on Fromm's back, and he's got to have the game of his life today to get through this.
No predictions yet.
I'm not predicting.
Okay.
Okay. I think it's going to be one of those. I mean, you go back to, you know, my guy, when we played him, you know, they bit Herschel Walker in the back. Looked like a Wolverine had bit him. It's real nasty. I think it's going to be one of those real nasty slobber knocker, you know.
Snobber knocker. That's what I was waiting for. So, okay. Okay, now, doing research, and I got it down here from Melissa, too. The last 11 games, Georgia has won 9 out of the last 11, but it's always been by one possession. Do we see that today? I think, I'm not going to throw out a score yet, I think Georgia runs all over them. Melissa?
You know, I've got one of my really good friends is Auburn alum, and she's been warning me about this game for about 3 weeks
Trap
now,
game.
And that it's exactly what she said. She's a huge football fan, and so I'm nervous. I'm nervous for Georgia, but like Coach said, I think this is a different Georgia team than we've seen in the past. I don't think they're going to run all over them. I think it's going to be close. No prediction yet, though, right?
Nope. The man always goes first. Okay. Okay. All right, Coach. Kevin Jackson, go right ahead.
Our guys are going to play so hard today. And the way that I always looked at it, did you play hard enough? I mean, at the end of the game, when you can't take your shoulder pads off, okay, you're that tired, and you have to take an IV after it's all over because you're dehydrated. And that's what you're going to see out of Georgia today. And I got us winning by 14.
Okay, any amount of touchdowns? Or are you just going by 2-point win?
I'm going to go. I'm going to go 24 to 10.
Okay, so he's keeping it 24-10, just like last week. And people thought the 24-10 last game, the score last week was an indication of the game. It wasn't. Georgia had control. All right, it's up to you, Makos.
I think they're going to get over that 30-point mark. So I'm going to say 35-17.
All right, well, she beat me to the punch. I'm going 35-10, Georgia.
All right, well, I hope you're right. I hope you're both right. But, man, the defense I saw film on yesterday, that's going to be quite a feat. But, you know, if we can get in there and establish a run, it can be a great day. And you know, hopefully we get out of there. It's a tough place to play. But, you know, this team's not going to be one of those that, you know, every adverse situation, put them in, goal line stands, and the adjustments our coaches make at halftime are phenomenal. So I just believe in our coaching staff, and I think we're going to out-coach it. You know, and the great thing you have to remember, Kirby has played him in that smoke and mirror offense they have over there for the last, 10 years at Alabama. He's very familiar with Malzahn and what he's going to be doing, so I feel good about that. And then I think you're going to see we've got some plays play action that, you know, that we haven't even run this year, and if Cheney opens that playbook up, it could be a great day.
Well, you're the man behind the scenes, Kevin Jackson, former Bulldog himself, 1980 national championship defensive tackle. And Kevin, you're always right on the money, and you're passionate, and I know what the planes mean.
Yes, well, hey, me too.
Hey, that's it. If you read the book, it'll tell you the ghost of Hurdy Field. But hey, thank you so much for having me on the show. And we've got a few more to go, and then the SEC championship. And you know, what, like I told all the coaches yesterday, and it doesn't really matter. You know, I mean, we have won the East, and that's nothing to shrug yourself. I know they want to play, you know, another game and another game. But, you know, look what Kirby Smart's been able to do in just a couple of years turning this program around. It's a testament to Greg McGarrity, our AD, and how he's committed to the program. And we're really excited about it. But thank y'all so much. Thank ESPN. I'm always humbled to be on here, and what you guys do for high school football and everything. And it's really nice having you on the show. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, Kevin, good luck and have a lot of fun, and may everything go all right with your father-in-law.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Have a good one. Kevin Jackson, or as they know him up there between the hedges, Kevin Catfish Jackson. And, you know, there's a long story why they call him Catfish. We're not going to get into that. But the man loves his Bulldogs. I had no idea what the play. And he just spit it out like it was nothing.
And the goats? They used to be the goats?
The goats? I never knew they were goats. But now you know what the goats mean now.
Greatest of all time.
When you and I were growing up, the goat meant you were the loser that lost the game for your team.
The Chicago Cubs.
Right. You didn't want to be the goat. But I guess maybe we could be the goat. Anyway. We got to hang up the phone. I do apologize.
I'm like, what is that noise? I've never heard that.
You know, see, when you do,
we don't get that on cell phones now.
When you do live radio, thank God we have Cody back there in scenes running the board. But you got to call. You got to do social media. You got to update everything. So, you know what? It's all in fun.
It is fun. This is a good time. I tell you what.
All right, we're going to wrap this up. We're only going to have about 2 minutes. You're listening to the Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head. Cody, take us away. So we'll have a couple of minutes. Come back and finish it up. Bye.
Now back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio with Melissa Makos.
And I'm going to take us back here right away quick. Of course, you're listening to the Coach and Makos on the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, all on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head. Well, you know, we got to get out of here. We only got about a minute and a half. Once again, this show would not happen because of the veterans that serve this country, that defend our freedom, that let us do what we do. And I'm telling you right now, it's always fun every Saturday coming here and doing what I do. Now with a co-host, with Melissa Makos, it's near and dear to my heart. God bless my father. May he rest in peace, Frank John DeMasi. And, of course, my father-in-law, John Annunziata, who both served in the military during the greatest time, World War II and the Korean War.
I can't say enough about our veterans and about our soldiers currently serving, men and women, fathers, mothers, daughters, sons, serving our great country. And if it wasn't for them, like you said, we wouldn't be sitting here right now doing what we do and enjoying the life and the freedom that we do.
It's just simply amazing. And God bless them. Cody, Quinny, thank you for your service. Thank you for what you do for our show every Saturday.
Yeah, Cody, you're a rock star. Very impressive. And thank you for everything that you do for us, for our listeners, and for our country.
And stay tuned. Following the show, we got explosive recruiting for about a half an hour. Then we go to the Bulldog pregame show, 3:30 kickoff. Go Dogs.
Go Dogs. Woo.
And remember, you can listen to us every Saturday morning right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head. It's the Coach and Makos. And it's always been a lot of fun. It's not been a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun. I know I go too quick. She'll catch on to me. Great job. See you next weekend.
Yeah, Coach.
We're out of here. Enjoy it. And remember, Bulldog football. Go Dogs.
This has been the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3. No one covers high school football like ESPN.